T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, this doesn't sound like this is going to end anytime soon.
Well, we'll see how long it rolls. I mean, the news has a way of happening and then all of a sudden going off the screen, okay? It's about a 72-hour push. But yesterday, former Chief Ann Kirkpatrick made a media blitz. She showed up at all the television stations, talked with radio, newspapers. It was all timed. It was all to go out. And her point is that, one, she was fired without cause, because the word fired really upset her. I talked to her yesterday, and, you know, this is somebody with 35 years in police service. And all of a sudden, you're fired without cause. It's sort of an oxymoron. You're fired, but there's no reason given for it. Or we don't really have a reason for firing you, but we're firing you anyway. But the headline across the country says fired. So she's not happy about that. Second thing she's not happy about is the consent decree in Oakland, which is 17 years of federal oversight, which has repeatedly led to this round robin of chiefs going in and out. There are people in Oakland, including Kirkpatrick, and some city council people, who are saying this is nothing but a money-making operation by the person in charge of this quote-unquote oversight to the tune of $1 million a year. And every 2 years, whenever they start making progress, they come in and say, "What? Not working fast enough, need a new chief." That's sort of been borne out by the record. She wants the Justice Department to investigate that and the relationship between some of the lawyers involved in this and the federal oversight as well, saying what's going on here. So that's a second part that could play out. Third, it's about Mayor Libby Schaaf. That's another part. Mayor Libby Schaaf was very effusive in her praise of Kirkpatrick until just a couple of days ago, and then all of a sudden it shifted and said, well, sorry, the commission says you got to go, you got to go. So is that politics or is that policy? Kirkpatrick's putting a light on that. The other one is the police commission itself, a civilian group that has more power than probably any other police commission to both hire. They're going to be participating in the firing of her. They voted for that and the hiring of the next chief. The chief says, hey, I got one of those. I think one of the reasons I might be getting fired is because I told one of those commissioners that she came in waving her badge saying she wanted her towing fees waived for a car that got towed to hers, and I wouldn't do it. So put all this together, Stan, and you're talking about, hey, Oakland 101.
Yeah, you know, there's this new TV series on CBS called Tommy, where Edie Falco plays a police chief in L.A., and it's all about politics and what goes on behind the scenes, except it's not really fiction. It seems like.
Right. It's not. And it's oftentimes fiction's the best way to try to explain some of this stuff because it takes a lot. It takes a whole soap opera. We've been covering the Oakland Police Department in this situation since the time of Jerry Brown. And, you know, so the chief's making that point. She's also in talks with being represented by John Kecker, who's probably one of the biggest and a former police commission president in San Francisco. Yep. So they're rolling up big. She, unlike the past chiefs who have sort of been dismissed for one reason or the other and go quietly, usually because there's a lot of embarrassment around it. This is the first time the first female chief is turning around and saying, hey, wait a minute. And that's new in Oakland.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.